Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to today's episode on No, but seriously, let me explain. Hosted by the beautiful, intelligent Earth Angel Lala Davi. This podcast was designed to provide detailed business advice, next level resources, personal credit tips, and relatable relationship knowledge. Be sure to bookmark this page and subscribe because we wouldn't want you to miss any valuable content. And if you're struggling with poor credit, don't even worry about it. Just text HELP MY CREDIT to 507-400-3426. That's 507-400-3426. We have live agents standing by to cater to all your service requests. And now that that's out the way, let's make room for what the host has to say. Lala Davi, do your thing, girl.
Welcome to No, but seriously, let me explain. The phenomenal podcast series that will keep you fully engaged with all the tips and tricks that you need in order to be successful while giving you plenty of flavor. I am your host, Lala Davi, and today we will discuss modern love. How has technology changed the way we communicate in relationships? No, but seriously, let me explain. Have you ever felt as if you're experiencing love during a time where technology has played a major factor? Like, how comfortable are you navigating a modern relationship with so many different lifestyle choices? Like, in the recent years, non-traditional relationships have definitely become more prevalent, like the polyamory or the open relationships and the same-sex relationships. These are just a few examples of the diverse forms of relationships that people are exploring nowadays. Like, these relationships challenge the social norms, and they definitely offer unique benefits and challenges. Like, in the poly relationships, as they call it, it's a practice where you're having multiple romantic partners at the same time, and it has become more widely accepted as the years has gone and technology has definitely advanced, and you know, it's being brought to the forefront more. Like, this type of relationship, it allows for individuals to explore different types of love, and that can definitely lead to some having stronger connections and some not. However, it does require some type of higher level of communication and having that good trust amongst partners. When you have an open relationship, you'll see these partners have more flexibility. Like, they're free to have these sexual or relationships with other people, you know, and that's also become common as well, where people have trust issues. Like, they feel like an open relationship is the thing to do because they don't know if, you know, their partner is out there doing their thing. So why not do, you know, their thing on the side and still have this relationship and allow that person to still have whatever they have going on? Like, you see that a lot of the times in social media skits where you'll see the side piece coming to play a role while the main is gone. And people have been accepting this over the years. And in these type of relationships, people can really have the opportunity to explore their sexuality and their desires. However, there is a part of jealousy and insecurity that also plays a part in open relationships. And that can be very challenging for some people that choose to be in these open relationships. Then on the other hand, you have the same-sex relationships that have been more acceptable and becoming more accepted in many parts of the world. Like, these relationships offer the same benefits and challenges as the traditional relationships, but inside of these relationships, they also face a lot of discrimination or stigma from some type of members of society disagreeing with the same-sex partnerships. And then we have these non-traditional relationships. And these non-traditional relationships definitely challenge society norms, and it allows individuals to explore different types of love and connections. However, in these relationships, they also require higher level communication and having that trust and openness, of course, with the partner. And I know they do have challenges and benefits, of course, but in these relationships, I feel like they can lead to stronger and more fulfilling connections as you communicate your desires to each other. Of course, like, that's going to be important in any situation. But as society has become more accepting of all these diverse forms of love and relationships, it's always important to approach these relationships with an open mind and understanding, and just knowing that love is love no matter what form it takes. Like, I understand that social media has become an integrative part of our lives, and it's definitely impacting and extending into our romantic relationships. Like, our romantic relationships are definitely somewhat affected by the social media outlets and what we see and what we allow ourselves to be entertained with, or we allow our minds to absorb. While social media may allow or enable us to stay connected and foster new relationships, it's also been a way to introduce new challenges and any type of complexities as well. Like, one major part in social media, of course, is having this modern love type of phenomenon of online dating. And with the rise of dating apps and websites, people have been more able to connect with potential partners more easily. However, in the ease of access and also the lead to a culture of casual dating and casual hookups, like, people often treat romantic partners as little disposable commodities. Another way that social media affects modern love is through the pressure to present this perfect image of oneself and a perfect image of your relationship online. Like, I feel like couples may constantly feel the need to post pictures or some updates of their relationship, leading to this sense of completion, fearing what others might be missing out on, just to show them the highlights of their love life in some sense. And this can all cause undue stress and anxiety, leading to tension and even a breakdown of the relationship if you're unable to keep up the norms of what you've been posting or what you've been doing. Like, that can be somewhat stressful on any relationship. Furthermore, like, social media can definitely expose us to a flood of negative and unrealistic portraits of love, leading to these unrealistic expectations and disappointment in our own relationships. Then there's this constant bombardment of idealized images of love that can make it difficult for us to appreciate the more practical and the more realistic aspects of our own relationships. We are thrilled to welcome a very special guest to our podcast today. Glenn Sandifer is an extensive relationship expert coach with several experienced years of helping people experience long-term success in relationships. He has written all about the demanding business world effects on relationships in his book, the middle ground, how to get great dating outcomes in a modern world. We are excited to hear all of his insights on modern love and take advantage of all the tips he has for us today. We're ready to dive into this life-changing discussion with him, so let's get started. Thank you for joining us, Glenn. If you don't mind telling us a little bit about your background and how you got started in this field.
Yeah, so I spent the last 20 years managing and developing sales programs inside and out. And in that, I've been leading companies to extreme profitability. During my coaching sessions of my direct reports, I found that there was a common thread around all of them. The more professional success that they had, the worse their relationship outcomes were. So it started the thought process of how can I better coach them around the total man and total woman so that they can show up as the best version of themselves at work. And so I spent the previous 15 years implementing those strategies across my various roles. And I got brave at the request of my wife to go ahead and put out something as a book. Because as I was doing speaking engagements as an executive, everybody had a sales book. Everybody had a playbook. Everybody had a how to lead individuals. And I said, no one really wants that. Because even in those breakout sessions and even in that networking time, we were all talking about relationships. So I said, why don't I write a book about the things that I've learned as an executive, the things that I have coached my team members across businesses on, and things that we're talking about with other leaders. So I started writing blogs, started writing a number of articles in the early stages of Facebook to no fanfare, created a little WordPress website to get things out there, and it kind of died down. But I always in the background began working on what we now know as this book.
So how has technology changed the way we approach relationships compared to how our parents and our grandparents did it in their generations?
Well, I mean, that's an excellent question, Mama, because I talk about in chapter one of my book, the traditionalist generation. So my grandfathers both had a similar story. And it was a similar story to most people that looked like them and experienced like them. They came back from World War II. When they got back from World War II, they had access to GI Bill, low interest loans, and they settled in Northwest Indiana. When they settled in Northwest Indiana, they made sure they went back to their hometowns and they found one woman. That one woman, for both of them, gave them 7 kids each. They had one house. They added on additions to the house, added garages to the house. They were both tradesmen who were members of a union, which was rare at that time. They both helped build the skyline of Chicago. So they had a very comfortable and easy life. They were responsible for the providing and the protection. They were responsible for the community that supported their wives and their children. And they still showed up as a dad. So when we look at the traditionalists, they had better relationship outcomes than most people are experiencing, and they had less technology. Today's group and today's generation of young adults are struggling with the fact that you have what I call the perception of choice. So the perception of choice says through social media, dating apps, alternatives, and then traditional dating mechanisms, I got plenty of options. If I have a list of what I want in my man and my woman, and I don't get 10 out of 10 right, there's going to be another option. Versus picking one person, building a whole life the way my grandfather has and my grandfathers did with one woman to create the long-term legacy that they want, that you eventually want. Because I believe everyone, regardless of social media or dating apps, still want the same thing. You want a close personal connection with one person.
Has technology made it easier or more difficult to form a meaningful connection with other people?
Has technology made it more? I think technology has created another hurdle to overcome. And let me explain that to the audience and to you what I mean. So there were always hurdles. So the traditionalist generation married someone from their hometown or their neighborhood. We then developed the next generation. They met someone in their neighborhood or their high school. Then we went from neighborhood high school to college and state. And then we went from college, state to region. And then region became national and international. So now the problem with technology is I have to first accept the fact that the person that I have is a great choice for me, and I have to make it work, because those previous generations just had the options that were around them. Now you get people, they being flued out. You got people in Dubai sending direct messages. You got women across Asia and Europe sending direct messages to men and young men. And so now it kind of creates a hurdle. Well, I got this great person that I met at college. We have a really good 2 years, but I'm seeing all of this other stuff that's out there. So with that, you have to make the decision. Do I want to go chase the possibility, or do I want to stay with what I believe is perceived and right in front of me?
Choices, choices, choices.
Everybody likes their choice. Everybody wants a choice. We have more choices with food and beverage, more choices with restaurants, more choices with hotels, more choices with everything than we had 25 years ago. And so even with that 25-year gap, there's been an increase in the perception of choice for individuals and dating outcomes.
And how would you recommend someone to narrow down their choices if they had unlimited options?
Okay, so let's first say that we don't have unlimited options. I would not want unlimited options. And let's eliminate what the audience, your audience, and what I believe most of the audiences I'm a part of believe. Let's take away the fame component. So the fame component are athletes and entertainers, influencers, personalities, politicians, and preachers. The fame component allows those groups, and we'll talk men specifically, to have more options. Women tolerate more from those men. And because of that, then those men believe they have unlimited options. But 20 years after they make their first choice with an option, the results show for themselves. But if someone believes, you know what, I got unlimited options, I got a great job, I got not just a job, I have a career, I got my own place, I'm doing my own thing, I got my own business that's really thriving, so I don't really need to deal with this. The first thing that I like to tell people is, as we talk about in the book, who are you? You have to be able to define clearly who you are as a person. Once you define who you are clearly, then the question is, what do you want? If you are a woman listening and you own your own business and your business is doing $2.5 million a year, you want someone that's going to support you in that endeavor because you've now reached a point to where you're profitable. So you want to see how you can scale this thing. So the man that you're going to choose is going to be supportive in that endeavor because you require that. So now you know who you are, you know what you want. Then you ask, do I qualify for the type of man that I am saying that I want? So I don't qualify for a multimillionaire CEO or executive. I'm not going to understand or be on his program. So I don't really want that. So I don't qualify for it. And I don't want, what was the term y'all use? The brokey who's still living in the basement with his brother who owns a house upstairs, and then they got seven roommates. So you don't qualify for that. That's not where you stand. So you have to say, can I find a smart, attractive, reasonable, faithful man who understands me being a woman running a business and running that business with success? So now that you know who you are, what you want, and what you qualify for, the fourth thing is, say, what does that man want from you? So now we get into the real crux of what a relationship is and why people believe that they have choices and why they explore them. The relationship is never just about you. The relationship is about the other party and about coming together, making goals, making plans, achieving those goals, and deriving your happiness and satisfaction from the achievement of those goals. So when someone tells me, I got unlimited options, I don't know why I need to change anything. And I say, I look at your dating outcomes, you've been engaged 4 times, you live with one person, and you're 34, and you'd say you want children, but you don't have any prospects. We need to make an adjustment. And we got to make an adjustment quick, because Father Time is undefeated. And I can tell you right now, someone, you don't want to be 50 years old dealing with toddlers and infants.
Definitely not. Who's doing that? And you're trying to retire and not go back to school.
You gotta go. I'm telling you. Well, I mean, the statistics for the parenting from the CDC say that we're having children later. People are having their first and second child later because the relationship outcome is actually much better. I had a meeting yesterday with a gentleman. He's 56. He has a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old on top of a 26 and a 21-year-old. Started over.
Wow.
Yeah.
By choice.
By choice.
That's deep. And would you consider us to be, as podcasters, those that are in the field of entertainment, rap, or athlete, would you consider us all to be high risk potential in dating?
High risk? What does that mean?
High risk being having unlimited options.
That sounds stressful. Let me ask it this way to you or Matt. Let me answer the question by posing a statement, because I don't like to answer a question with a question. So, do I believe that podcasters and influencers are at higher risk of dating? I don't believe you're higher risk, and I don't believe that that would be the case for anyone who is single and actively in the market looking for a great dating outline. I do believe that you have to be more vigilant. And so, just like the athlete or the entertainer, I say to the athlete or the entertainer, what do you want your life to be? Not at 22, what do you want to be at 65? If you can tell me at 65, I want to have, for men, I want to have 10 children by 11 women. I want to make sure that my money is good. I want to do, I'm going to tell you that you're going to struggle in your profession, because that's way too much for you to juggle. If you are a woman who is an influencer on social media and you're doing well and you got brands that you're representing, I'm going to say that your need is not provision and protection, because you, as a modern woman, you are your own protector and your own provider, but you need emotional support. You need a 50-50. That's where we hear the word partnership. So in my book, I say get very crystal clear on who you are and what you want and what you qualify for. Because the biggest issue is not the fact that someone is an influencer or an entertainer. The biggest issue is that you're misaligned. If you are an entertainer and you're a modern woman, you cannot date males. If you are a traditional woman, you are not going to find value in a city boy or an F boy. If you are a high value woman, guys are going to frustrate you. So you have to be crystal clear about who you are, line that up, and be okay with the relationship outcome. Because I tell women all the time, there are plenty of modern men today, as of this recording, who are interested in a 50-50 partnership. They're exhausted with trying to be a provider protector. They can't do it. So they would rather just, hey, let's partner and figure this thing out together and work with one another, because basically two modern people get together to make a deal and make a life that is beneficial to them both equally.
And what do you consider 50-50? Is 50-50 paying all the bills, split, or what?
No, 50-50 bills is financial is one part of it. So 50-50, the thing that gets overlooked the most in the modern relationship will be household chores, parenting, and childcare. Parenting and childcare are different. Parenting is what decisions are we going to make? How are we going to discipline? What school are we going to take the kids to? Where are we going to vacation? What activities are we going to? Childcare is the dirty work that no one likes to do. Childcare is the diaper change, is the bath time, is the feeding, is managing the tantrums, managing the activities on Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, vacation. How are we going to move them through the vacation? You have to be crystal clear on that. And I say that percentages are fine when it's two people, because you start at 50 and you work your way around. And what leads on those decisions would be truth. So financial, if you got a net worth of $2 million and you make $250K annually in profit from your business, then we know that from a business standpoint, you probably have a lifestyle that falls within that range. The person that you meet that's 50-50, you got to decide, do I want someone that makes 50? Do I want someone that makes 100? Do I want someone that makes 200 and also has the net worth to speak? But realistically, I mean, the audience knows this, that's in this space. Once you get past like 112 North US in North America, in any average city, it's different. You now have to start worrying about lifestyle creep. You're not worried about rent, car, insurance, gas, inflation with groceries. Once you get to that point, and that's just two people making 60. So once you get to that, you're kind of good. You just have to watch out for lifestyle creep. So 50-50 is more than just the bills. It's got to be everything that comes with the relationship. 50-50 can also be something as simple as who taking the trash out. Now, but women will say, well, he needs to take the trash out. I agree. You're not going to get any argument from me about who needs to take the trash out. But the reality is, if he's doing the trash and he's doing the cars and he's washing the cars and he's getting the maintenance and he's taking care of everything around the home and fixing, what does that man want from you? And then you have to say, all right, do I want traditionally to be cooking? Do I want to do the cleaning? Or am I going to hire? Am I going to Uber Eats? And if you're going to do that, he needs to understand that up front and be okay with it. So, I mean, 50-50 is sitting and looking at the entire relationship, looking at the entire household, and then determining who's best at what and aligning those roles with them.
So with him doing all of that, I'm sure he's going to want her to cook, continue running her business as a boss, looking like a bad bitch, being a mother, and continuing to maintain a nice, clean, and a household that smells good while schooling the kids and educating them.
And she has to snatch back. And she got to be snatched. Don't forget.
And she got to be looking good. Yes, a bad bitch. She got to be a bad bitch.
Oh, but yeah, there it is, baddie. Yep, we talk about that in chapter 3 of the book. Yep.
Our traditional gender roles still relevant in today's society, or do you feel like they need to be redefined?
Yeah, traditional gender roles are still relevant here in today's society. You still need, you need a mix of everything. You still need what I guess the market or the audience will say are traditionally masculine, traditional men. The masculine, traditional men are necessary for a huge purpose in any community and in any society. You'll need the modern men because the women have changed. As women, you have more options, more money, more access, more opportunity than any time in history. So your availability to the traditional female or woman's role is limited. Your the time availability is just not, you can't manufacture time. So you have to manufacture leverage in most instances. And what I have found is that the modern woman and the high value woman, although similar but different, those are the two that really find the importance of that balance and that leverage. So you asked the question earlier about just all the things that the woman has to do. If she's not getting leverage through childcare support, through the school that you send your kid to, through family, and through those besties, all the besties that you brush with, you're going to get overwhelmed because it's going to be really hard for you as a modern woman to put down the modern ideology just to become 100% traditional. It's just not going to happen. So you need to have those systems in place because long-term relationship outcome includes marriage, children, and long-term legacy. You're going to need help to do it. And the good news is, as a modern woman, you know how to get leverage everywhere else, through education, on your job, on your team, in your company, at home. So you take that same learning and mentality, you add it to your relationship, and you're still able to get a great relationship outcome by prioritizing getting those things complete and not necessarily feeling like you have to do it all.
And what are some of the benefits and challenges of a non-traditional relationship, such as a poly relationship? And how do you feel like it differs from a traditional relationship?
I don't really know because I haven't really studied those relationships. I study the traditional relationship. So, but I can't really speak to that. That would be a good topic for someone who's in that space. But I will say that for anyone who has a traditional relationship, the best thing you can do is be an example for all groups. Because what I have learned over this last year of promoting this is I don't really speak to any other choice, whether it's lifestyle or anything like that, as far as dating outcome. We don't shame it or we don't decry it at the middle ground, but I'm just not able to talk about it.
How do you know if non-traditional relationships challenge the societal norms, and what role do they play in shaping our understanding of relationships in general?
I think I can speak to that. It would challenge how the structure of your current relationship is defined. Because if you do choose, if you're someone who chooses or believes in a non-traditional relationship construct, then it's going to challenge those who have that traditional relationship construct. I don't think that that is necessarily, it's not an evil thing. It's not a bad thing. It's just different. And I believe one of the beauties of us, what we have in North America, America specifically, is we have choice. We have freedom of choice and we have diversity and a lot of things that leads to diversity of thought and leads to tolerance and acceptance.
And how can we use technology to enhance rather than hinder our relationships?
Technology enhances the relationship because, I mean, the best thing we've had in the last 20 years is Uber Eats. I don't have to cook Italian and I don't have to go to Olive Garden. So, I mean, the technology, honestly, and most people don't know this. Let's say you're not a parent. Guys, you got Guys, let's talk to the guys. So you're a man, you're a modern man, and you got a girl. Dude, you have no excuse. You have Thumbtack, Angie's List, Home Advisor. You can fix anything in your house or get it fixed. There are plenty of people, just like the number of Ubers that are available, that are tradesmen that are willing to come to work at your house. So that's the first thing. Second thing, ladies, I don't know, I don't have anyone to watch my kid. You got care.com. Care.com does background, license, professional checks, and sends people with referrals and recommendations to your house to watch your child. CPR certified, car seats in the back seat. So technology has helped, because in the 80s, you just had to figure it out. You had to figure it out with the people in your apartment complex. Who can watch my child today? Because I got to go in to do my social work job. My mother talked about that. She was like, we didn't have care.com. There's no way I would get on an app and just have some stranger. She had to find a big mama who was in her late 50s, early 60s, who was watching kids all day, bring your snack. If I was sick, she still had to go to work. She had to go find another big mama who dealt with sick kids that day and didn't have 4 or 6 kids at her house. And my dad had to do, he had to cut the grass, he had to fix the drywall, he had to do the electrical work, he had to do the plumbing, he had to change the carpet. You don't have to do all that now. So I think technology helps for those in the relationship on the back end to get the leverage. Because remember, what I believe, when we're starting to talk about people, two modern people in a relationship, they have more options than ever before. More relationship outcome, more money, more status, more opportunity. So money isn't necessarily the issue with that group. The issue is time. So you got enough technology to help you on the back end of your relationship. Stop being scared and go and get in that relationship and go and figure it out and get down the road of life.
And if my listeners wanted to purchase your books or follow your coaching plans, where can they find you?
I am at Glenn. My name is Glenn. You guys forgot. I am at themiddlegroundbook.com. There you will be able to join our community. We have I think we'll put a link in the description to go directly to that website. I am on the core 4 social media. We are on Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube as The Middle Ground Book, and Instagram, Middle Ground Book. You can purchase our book on Amazon, same day or next day shipping. And we're also available on Kindle, Audible, Apple Books, and Google Play Books. And if you want to connect with me, right now we're doing bookings for additional podcasts. If you're a content creator or a booker and you're listening to this, and then speaking engagements for Q1 of 2024.
We have come to a very short commercial break, paid for by our lovely sponsors. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back after this message.
Have you ever wanted professional advice for your relationship? Do you want to see the different sides to every relationship? Are you ready to take your relationship to the next level? Every relationship isn't always rainbows and sunshine. Most of the time, there are arguments, struggles, and miscommunication that can lead to losing the connection with your partner. Don't make that mistake. Learn from the stories of others and read corresponding relationship advice to help you understand how to respond if you ever find yourself in this position. Make the most out of your relationships and go after the man of your dreams with guidance on the do's and don'ts of every relationship. Discover real life experiences. There's no better teacher than real life. With true relationship stories, learn from their failures and successes without having to go through the pain yourself. Professional advice. At the end of every story, you'll find relationship advice to help you understand what to do when you're faced with a similar situation. Never feel lost and confused ever again. Securing your relationship. From tips on attracting your soulmate to keeping the relationship fresh and spicy, to ensure that your relationship will stay happy and healthy no matter how much time has passed. Relationship guidelines. Discover the top things to have in common with your partner to ensure a successful long-term relationship. A foolproof and universal guide that always works. Get rid of the confusion and anxiety that comes with uncertainty in relationships and add value to your relationship by implementing the advice and guidance found in this easy-to-follow book. Achieve the relationship of your dreams when you order Find a Man, Keep a Man, professional advice and real-life stories to help you understand your partner. Now available on Amazon, Google Play, and Kindle. Order your copy today.
While social media has undoubtedly brought some positive changes in modern love, it has also created some new challenges. However, we must be aware of the ways in which social media affects our relationships and then take the necessary steps to ensure that we are performing at levels that are healthy and we're doing things in a constructive way. Like our guest speaker, Glenn, said earlier, utilizing technology can be very beneficial if you're using it to order things and do things in that relationship that are going to benefit both of you in the long run. Use it when you're ordering food, making repairs around the house, doing household chores if you feel overwhelmed and you want to surprise your lady with something special. You can make it seem like, hell, you did all the house cleaning, but in reality, you really hired a cleaning service to come in and get that work done. However, it can be used for a number of things besides sending flowers. Technology, when it's used mindfully, of course, can be very powerful in enhancing our love lives. It allows us to stay connected with our partners in new and very exciting ways, bridging this physical and emotional distance if there is any that's separating us at any point in time. It will allow us to have this very deepening type of emotional intimacy. For instance, if you're sending your bae a sexy snapshot just to get him through his day, it's already challenging. Like, that can definitely put a smile on his face. And then maybe you might just decide to put on a nice smooth playlist of some sort, like cooking and utilizing this technology in the midst of your relationship by incorporating that in a delicious meal by candlelight, I must say, is important. Like, there's a number of things that you can really use to your benefit when using technology. Like, you could plan a surprise date night using technology. You can see which spots are best suited for you and your partner. Just to keep things interesting, you want to do these random date nights. And it really don't have to be anything extravagant because a little bit of thoughtfulness can definitely go the distance. However, I know some people might be strapped for cash. So if you're in that predicament, then you could always just show some type of physical affection, whether it's holding hands or you're cuddling or you're kissing. Physical affection is important in any relationship. Like, don't be afraid to show your love through touch. Like, it's sexy. Go ahead and do that. While you're being all touchy-feely, just make sure that you're getting some good communication in there as well. Like, you need to communicate your desires, and don't be afraid to communicate what you really want and what you really need in your relationship. Whether it's trying something new in the bedroom or just taking this weekend trip, communicating your desires is important. And we all know what that saying say, a closed mouth don't get fed. So eat, my friends, eat. Believe me when I say that healthy communication can definitely activate the ultimate level of freaky in your partner if it is produced and it is given properly. Like, you can't have unhealthy communication and expect these drastic results. Like, you over here don't know how to talk to somebody, but yet you want somebody to just be pleasing and slaying to your every desire and being submissive in everything that you request. Like, yeah, but you over here yelling and being harsh and cold and rude. No. Healthy communication, please. Healthy communication. And if you don't know how to do that, just start off by keeping that romance alive. Like, You have to be actively present in order to keep this romance alive. Like, even after years of being together, it's important to keep your romance in that relationship or that marriage. Whether you're writing love letters, sending these cute and flirty text messages, leave a little note for your partner or surprise them with some type of thoughtful gesture. No matter what it is, just make sure you prioritize them as an important factor in your life. Prioritizing quality time can be something challenging, especially if you have a busy schedule that demands a lot of your everyday life. But you can always let it be something easy for you to let quality time into your life. And allowing that quality time is making sure that is not falling off by the wayside. So make a conscious effort and prioritize time together and make the most of it whenever you do. If you're unsure on how to give love, just remember that sometimes the smallest gestures can take the biggest impact. Listen, show kindness, and be patient. Love will always find its way. We are coming to the end of the show, and I really hope that you have enjoyed this episode. If you have any comments or questions, don't hesitate to share them. And if you have any additional advice, we'd definitely love to hear it over at goaxlala.com. We're always open and appreciative to any of our incredible listeners and always open to feedback. Also, if you haven't already, be sure to hit the subscribe button as you don't want to miss out on any exciting content coming your way. You can download the episodes by clicking on the arrow at the very top of the screen and saving this episode for easily listening. Also, I want to give much love and send big thanks for tuning into No, But Seriously, Let Me Explain. I am your phenomenal host, Lala Davi, and you know I got all the sauce. I'll see you again next week with more content for you. So until then, stay bold, beautiful, and brilliant. Love ya.